Nebraska Extension Almanac.
It's traditional for most Nebraska families to have a holiday tree to celebrate the season this time of year. But which tree is the right tree, and how do you care for it when it's inside your home? Nebraska Extension Specialist and host of the popular Backyard Farmer program, Kim Todd, says there are a few options when it comes to the type of tree you pick, and also says a healthy tree that won't shed its needles starts with a fresh cut.
It's that great time of year when we get to go out and pick that perfect holiday tree for the season. Lots of things to consider, starting with whether you want a live tree. If you do, you're going to find one either in a container or in a giant root ball. You're going to have to give it a whole lot of different care than one that's already pre-cut. You need to bring them in, put them in a very cool place. Do not set them over that vent out of the furnace, or they're going to dry out almost immediately. And you also are going to have to keep them moist. Of course, the other thing is you better have that hole in the ground already dug and covered, just in case the ground is frozen solid and you're stuck with a living tree on your porch or on your patio that may or may not make it through the winter. Whether you're buying your tree at a cut-your-own farm or you're getting one that's already been pre-cut, chances are it's either going to be baled with baling twine or it's going to be netted. The most important thing to think about, of course, is what is that tree going to look like when you get it home, because if it's already baled, the likelihood of getting it unbaled or untied is slim and none, especially if it's at a box store or a garden center. Now, one of the things that's most important has to do with a pruning saw. So you're thinking to yourself, all right, this tree is already cut or somebody is cutting it for me. Why do I need a saw? Well, the tree itself is going to almost immediately begin to seal over that cut wound when that tree is cut. That is really going to diminish its capability of taking up water. And if your tree can't take up water, it's going to dry out pretty quickly. So make that fresh pruning cut. And if you're really good about it, you're going to think, okay, how am I going to get this into my tree stand so it's not at a wonky angle of some sort, because then you're probably going to have to either wrench it into place or make another pruning cut. Put that in a bucket of water, and if you're not going to be able to bring it into the house immediately and get it decorated, leave it in a cool place outside really for as long as you possibly can before bringing it in. Check that water every single day, because you'd be amazed at how much water a freshly cut tree takes up. If it isn't taking up very much water, chances are it wasn't a very fresh cut. It's one that's been transported across the country. You may have to be really especially careful about making sure that you give that tree fresh water almost every single day. You also don't want to add anything to the water, so it's just pure water. One of the easiest ways to water a tree is these big old funnel spouts that you sort of hide in the branches. So you just pour the water right at eye level instead of having to crawl around under the packages and hope that you're going to hit the bottom of the tree instead of hitting the carpet or the hardwood floor. The popularity of tree species has really changed over the years. Used to be that people wanted a pine of some sort, a Scotch pine, an Austrian pine even, or certainly a white pine. But firs have become more and more popular. They have soft needles, short needles, stiff branches that hold the ornaments, and they also tend to hold their needles a little longer, especially if you've treated them the way I already mentioned, with giving them water. So if you look at a beautiful fir like this, you put it in a relatively cool location in your home, you give it that water on a regular basis, you might be able to enjoy that for 4, 5, even 6 weeks through the holiday season.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.